I feel like this is not getting through to you all, so excuse my loud voice because it's starting to get really irritating. You don't have a viable party, let alone a viable candidate. You don't have a viable party right now. The polling for Democrats' approval rating post-Trump's inauguration is lower now, even with the prospect of 2025 here now. It is still lower than what it was in 2017 around the exact same time. Because at the time in 2017, people were so desperate that they were willing to overlook the flaws in the Democratic Party. Now, people cannot overlook them because it means that they're not viable. Period. And it's not just one candidate. It's every candidate everywhere. Get these fucking dipshits out of the goddamn party. Well, they're not putting up candidates. We're fucking 3 years out. 2 years out from midterms, 3 years from generals. People don't even like the Democratic Party despite the specter of death following them. That is what got them into the office in 2020, was the specter of death, which they never actually fully addressed, by the way. If your entire political drive, if your entire political advocacy is just about settling for the Democratic Party, you are the ones ensuring that they will always lose. It's you. You're the problem. And no amount of in-group versus out-group versus they're the only hope we've got is ever going to change shit. Because people could see with their own eyes, they're fucking failing you. To the point where desperation isn't even enough. It's not enough anymore. And it's the very fact that you hold people with relatively far less power to a higher account than the people you elect to fucking office. That you're in this situation now. And nothing leads people more apathetic than having nothing to fucking hope for.